Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with state champion head baseball coach Jesse Jablonski. 1 week removed from a state championship. We're at the All-Star Series hosted by the Iowa Baseball Coaches Association. And obviously a little bit of a different tone on work this week. You got three of your players on the roster here. One more chance for those guys to see them in the Pelley uniform. How special is it, especially considering how crazy last week got?
Yeah, it's a way different atmosphere this week at the All-Star Series. A lot more relaxed. Just it's a lot of fun. The it's all about the experience here. It's the Coaches Association puts on such a great event, and to be able to share it with three of our guys, Anderson Sherm, Nathan Carey, and Lucas Jablonski. It's a great way to finish out their careers, and also the other guys on the Large East All-Star team too. It's a lot of fun to get to know some of the best players from around the state and kind of interact with them, and see them play a few games before they hit the road to college and finish off or I guess head into the next chapter of their lives. So it's a lot of fun to finish out the summer season this way, and a lot more relaxed atmosphere than last week at the state tournament.
Well, and last year I was in the midst of with you helping and volunteering when the series was in Pella. So you were organizing the event at Pella High School last year. We had a great event there. This year you put the coach's hat on, and then obviously this year having a bunch of seniors, got the chance to have them on your roster. How neat was it to go from organizing the event, having a great event in our community, bringing some people to town that maybe haven't been there before, to now being a coach and being able to share the spotlight with all these great players from across the state?
It's a lot less stressful, that's for sure. Last year we had the big storm in town right before the All-Star game at our place, and our left field fence was blown over, so there was a lot of work that had to go into that. This year in the Des Moines area is being on the coaching side of it's a lot more relaxed and just a lot more fun. I loved hosting. It was great to see all the people in Pella, and I think our community really did a great job with it last year, and hopefully we'll be able to do it again in the future. But this year is a lot of fun up in Des Moines. Get to share it with the players that are here and the parents and the coaches association and everybody who's a part of this. Just it's a lot of fun just to be a part of this event, and finish off the summer on such a high note.
Well, I'm checking my watch. It was about exactly a week ago that we were celebrating a state championship win, and obviously a whirlwind of a week last week, especially with what softball was doing and all the craziness for our community. Now that you've had some time to reflect, how special was that week looking back on it, especially with some of the key moments and the healing game and all the above, and to really be able to pay off what had been a long journey for the senior class?
I just think the way we were able to win in such different fashions throughout the week, we had kind of the offensive win in the opening round, and then the come from behind walk off, and then the one hit that we have from Landon Bethards and to win the championship, and just thinking back on it, it's still just such an amazing week of baseball for us. We had great base running, we had some fantastic phenomenal defensive plays in the field. There was just a lot of moments that really put that run together. And then when you think about the entire baseball softball double run, double championship, for the school it makes it really special. And then when you even look bigger picture into Marion County with Pleasantville winning as well, what a week for Marion County in general. I think just Pleasantville winning their first title, the softball girls winning their first title, and Pella baseball winning their first title, just gives me goosebumps thinking about it there. But it was just a really special week for Pella Schools, for Pleasantville, for Marion County. Just a lot of fun. Like I said, couldn't ask for a better finish to the school year, to the summer. Really thankful for the opportunities that our guys had, and thankful for the opportunity to be able to coach them.
Well, and I know we didn't get our typical celebration the week of, but there will be recognition for the team, both the baseball softball team, at the open house coming up Saturday, August 9th. So a chance to see some of the players who are still around. Some have to go off to college, obviously, but one of the cool parts was I was able to be on the parade route twice. I went with, obviously, my family, then rushed back to the end, and a ton of people out, not just, obviously, baseball families, but a lot from the community. The fire trucks are ready for you, the police department. Same thing from the night before for the softball girls. As you mentioned, the community had a lot to celebrate, and the spotlight really was on the boys and girls this summer.
Absolutely, and we're so thankful to have a community that supports us like that. They come out every night, and big crowds, and they're loud, and it's makes for a great atmosphere. And especially at the state tournament, the atmosphere at the state tournament this year was phenomenal. We had loud crowds all week long for us, and We played a couple of home teams that helped as well, that brought that atmosphere up. But our crowd, can't say enough about them. I'm just, again, so thankful for the community that we live in and all the support that they show us throughout the entire year.
Well, typically you and I have a long sit down 30-minute interview talking about the future and the past and all the above. A little bit more compressed this year, obviously, with the fall sports coming up, but we didn't get a talk about a lot last week. But clearly 12 seniors graduate, there will be some big shoes to fill, but a lot of talent and a lot of young guys who are on that roster, who are in that dugout, who are traveling and practicing against these seniors. Pella baseball, obviously a lot of work to do, but should be a fun summer coming up and a new challenge on the horizon.
Yeah, I think those younger guys definitely learned a lot. And you know, we're going to go into this offseason and, you know, we'll have a lot of holes to fill. So it's going to be a lot of fun to look at what position battles are going to be out there and who's going to be willing to step up and really work hard over the offseason. And, you know, heading into next year, it's going to be a very different look on our team. But, I think that hopefully creates a lot of excitement within the program, too. You know, obviously coming off the championship creates excitement, but the opportunities that are going to be there for some of these underclassmen to take some starting spots. And, who knows who's going to be where next year. So, back to the drawing board. But, the first things first is celebrate what we did this year. And then we can start thinking about next year a little bit and start, putting together what's our plan going to be. And again, we're going to really push our guys to get in the weight room, work their tails off all off season and come back in May and get ready to do it all again.
And you will have a couple big key players coming back too. I know they were big parts. All three of them were the state tournament run between Hayes, Samuel, and Teagan. You got a good core. It's just building around it.
Absolutely. When you can bring back the amount of innings that we're still going to bring back, even though we graduate 12 seniors, we're still bringing back one heck of a pitching staff again next year. So, this year's theme was pitching and defense all year long, and next year we're still going to have the pitching there for sure. We've got some great arms going to be coming back. So, we're excited for that. And, we just got to fill in the holes around them.
Should be a whole lot of fun. That state champion baseball coach, Jesse Jablonski. We're here at the All-Star Series in Ankeny. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, good to catch up with you again. And next time we're talking baseball, it'll be next year. But anyway, congratulations.
Thanks, Andrew.